White seems to just really want to beat up this point about Agravain, about 10 lines in the bottom. Agravain says, this girl is my mother. He, that is the unicorn, put his head in her lap. He had to die. And he says, you know, maybe I should kill Meg, too. He says on top of 260, I ought to have killed Meg, too. Gawain, and we see this in other parts of the work, too. Gawain, for the most part, seems to have a fairly short memory. In other words, I think I said before, Gawain basically seems like a good guy, but things which upset him don't lastingly upset him, and things that make him happy don't lastingly make him happy. So while he thinks this is bad, he kind of quickly forgets about it and says, hey, you know, this was a tragedy, but wow, we killed a unicorn. Cool. Why don't we take it back and show Mama? This is a tragedy. And the rest of it is just all kind of bizarre, where they cut off its head and drag it home. And when they get home, what kind of reception do they get? You know, Morgusa's had a bad day, so she totally blows them off. It's like, not my concern, not what I'm thinking about anymore. And when she does find out about it, she has them whipped. At the end of that chapter, when she found out about the unicorn later in the evening, she had them whipped for it, for she had spent an unsuccessful day with the English knights. Getting back to that idea that because of their upbringing, they have an imperfect sense of right and wrong, how could they have anything else with her for a mother?